But how much additional revenue did you just?
Between the two, 96, 96, 97.
Alan, there's been a lot of noise recently, this is a general question, but this is pertinent for what you just said, where a lot of the charter schools, particularly up in Wilmington and Christina School District, think they're not getting their proper share from the local school taxes that Christina controls, passing out to all the schools in Christina. Do we think we're in the same kind of handicapped position? I know we're not part of the suit, the lawsuit that was filed.
Correct. When the original projections from the Department of Education Charter School Office came out, right around the first of, after the first of September, when all of that's supposed to be settled, and then after the reversal of the decision by the secretary, our two numbers dropped $33,000.
From what they first told you to what they revised?
Yeah. Now, the situation they're dealing with up north, it was over 500 per kid, and in schools like Newark with 2,000 kids, it's a lot of money.
A couple million dollars, isn't it?
Yeah. We were impacted, but not nearly to the degree that the northern charter schools, and we're the only one without, only school without students from Christina School District.
Kind of hard to believe it.
Yeah.
We're the only charter school
that does not have students from the Christina School District.
Including all the Kent County schools.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even like the schools in Dover?
I was as shocked as you are.
That's what they said.
Doesn't seem right, but
it's said more than once.
If your parent works in Dover at one of the government offices, you might take a kid with you to school.
Yeah, that's a good thought.
But Alan, it's true to say that net we're up.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Net of that issue, which is 33,000,
right,
with this greater amount coming to us from the district, we're 89 over.
Yeah. We're still
so the 96 reflects that 33 less?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's even better.
Yeah. These are the numbers as of today.
So we would have been 100.
Now, we still are in what is called the dispute stage, where all the school districts are reviewing the students that we say come from their district, and they have an opportunity to say, no, this address is not in our district, and we have to make the corrections. But, you know, that should be coming to an end very soon.
Okay.
So that number I gave you may fluctuate a little, but not much.
And from a revenue phasing perspective, right, year over year, we are unfavorable in terms of percent to budget, but that's because of the busing
mm-hmm.
amount that the states distribute,
mm-hmm.
right? They haven't provided us with all the funding.
Yes. One of the questions that Steve had was about revenues to date, why we're not at 75%, because we should be in terms of state funding, and that is because we haven't received any money for transportation yet. That was not part of the 75% that was forwarded to us in July.
Yeah. Where we did last year, right?
I don't know why it was different than last year. It should be the same. But they finalized those numbers. Actually, it's a little bit more favorable than they originally had said. So after October 31st, that's when they take this snapshot on how many kids are using the transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll forward us the money in December. Full amount.
The 621,000 for busing, of which we will use 500 approximately, right, in the budget.
And we'll give
on on busing. The reason this is relevant is because Joe and I had a discussion with somebody recently.
But I do think it's relevant, this busing issue is relevant because some schools are delegating and starting school much earlier because they have to do double runs with their buses with the transportation costs, their transportation funds they get from the state. We benefit from the fact we get better planners.
Yeah.
that we can stay within our budget, even though we have a lot more kids, and we can start our school, what time do we start our school?
8:05.
Roughly 8:05.
Give or take.
For all kids, and if you've been reading the paper, Capes High School and the two middle schools are starting at 7:15, I believe it is.
Seven.
Because of busing issues.
They're gonna go back next year and put, as I read in the paper, put high schoolers first, which is, in my view, smart idea.
And middle school.
High school and middle first.
Maybe for athletics, probably.
Well, it makes more sense to me, so you don't have six-year-olds out in the dark.
Waiting for buses.
Exactly.
That's why it makes more sense to me.
We are digressing.
Okay.
Sorry.
So are there questions?
It wasn't as good, but.
There's only one.
Is the Lake Forest children, there's only two children, but yet we're getting $10,445.
More on financials?
Is that a special?
Missed me last month, didn't you?
So I was just doing the averages.
Yeah. Any other questions on financials?
Now, just for interest on the, I don't know what page it is, but the page that has the fewest numbers on it. It's the local school district billing summary. If you look at this, we have received, or we're due to receive, $1.478 million from the local school districts that our children come from. We've received $516,000. So we have the rest to collect in December. Is that the
correct
way to read this?
Yeah, that was after the dispute process gets finished, then they reconcile and pay us the remainder. It's supposed to happen in December. You'll see one of the districts hasn't paid us anything yet. That was supposed to have happened in September. So once the end of the January rolls around, I'll start emailing the business directors at the school districts that are a little slower to process the payment.
Wow, 121 kids from Seaver.
That compares, the amount from the school district compares to a little over $5 million from the state, for their state funding. I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I get asked all the time, how is a charter school funded? And it's much better if you know. Well, we get roughly $5 million from one place and $1 million, whatever that was, $7 million from the local school districts of our children. We need to be real quick with answers to show as board members we're on top of this, but you have to sort of bring these facts out a little bit to people so they understand that, oh, it is a public school, it is free.
And oh, you're not getting any more money than anyone else is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're getting the same pursuit.
Exactly.
If they were there.
A dozen stuff.
That we get less.
Anything else on the financials, Alan?
Not unless you all have questions.
Move to approve the financials.
I'll second.
Any further discussion on financials? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. Foundation report, sir.
Okay. Good news. Last time I reported to you, struggling to get the USDA to approve the loan that we applied for, which is $4.9 million. They approved that earlier this month, about 12 days ago, on the 7th of October. We had paid, by that time, the foundation had paid $4 million of the $6.2 million for the middle school, of the bills that come in mainly from the contractor, the general contractor. we only obligated to pay 1.3 million, but we paid four. So once the loan was approved, we got loan proceeds of 2.7 into the foundation. So instead of having scraping bottom where we were at the time of about $160,000 in the bank, all of a sudden we had almost $3 million in the bank. We've done a very, very good job of spending all of that.
And more.
In just 12 days. That's not quite true. After all the expenses that we have, that we were sort of holding on to as we had the money to pay, they're all paid now. All the expenses, that means part the lights that are out now on the field, all the parking areas that are have been paved and then repaved, so the final coat is out back with lines on it. Looks very professional.
It looks great. It does.
We just really need to pick lines out here. Much out front. We also are taking into account all expenses we see coming. So we have bleachers for the fields that are still an expense coming. We have to install the scoreboards. The scoreboards are here and been paid for, but they haven't been installed. That will be happening probably this coming week, the next week. If it hasn't started already, I don't know whether it started already or not.
I haven't seen it start.
Including the expenses for what we were expecting for the nest, which is the concession stand out of the middle of the field. All the sidewalks, which are going to be cement and not asphalt, they're asphalt now, they're going to be converted to cement, so they'll look pretty. Until people do what they do on white surfaces. Hopefully nobody will do that. So all the expenses that we see coming to complete what I think is sort of the end of our construction period, of new classrooms, swimming pool, athletic fields, all the stuff we've done in the school building to make it functional, including fixing leaks. We still have leaks, some through the roof, but more through the walls, which is kind of surprising when you buy a building as we did 3 or 4 years ago with concrete block walls. You wouldn't think anything would leak through a wall.
Disturbing.
We do have some grouting in between the blocks that is giving way, and we're going to have to go around the whole building and regrout where we think we need to. So we've tried to factor all that in to see if we have enough money to pay for everything that's coming over the next couple of months, and we do. We'll have probably $500,000 left in the bank. The foundation will meet on that shortly to decide what to do about it.
Is that?
It's my sister.
Is that an appropriate ringtone?
It is.
It is.
It's very purposeful.
Please say your
name. Denise Westbrook.
We've decided preliminarily, I've asked for their input on this for the foundation board, to leave that there because there's always going to be things that we can't foresee. We have some loans, not the USDA loans, but some personal loans that need to be repaid by the end of next year. That will, any future donations that come to the school from foundations or individuals, pledge payments that haven't been made yet, those will hopefully be enough to pay down that student loan or that short-term loan. That won't completely pay it down, but it'll help a lot. So the bottom line is the foundation is extremely healthy and surprised, pleasantly surprised that we're in such a good financial situation right now. The swimming pool will be done in November. It gives me a 30-day window. Probably towards the middle of the month. Hopefully by Thanksgiving, we'll have a swimming facility that's usable. That's all I have. Any questions about the foundation?
I don't know if this was discussed at the last meeting or not, but do we have a number for a dragon boat this year?
I'll give you the estimate that I got from Gina. Net of all expenses, somewhere between $45,000 and $55,000. Not as good as last year because we had some additional expenses. I think revenue was probably just as good because we had 36 teams. So we had max last year in this. But there were some higher expenses for some reason. She'll give us an accounting to the foundation, and then either she or I can give it to you all. But from a marketing point of view, another great success.
Does she go soon to council to ask for next year, or has that already been done?
She did.
Oh, she did already? Okay, great.
It doesn't mean they won't have to, we won't have to go back in front of them, but if the city council of Lewis changed it, there'd be an uproar.
Yeah.
5,000 people would be on their doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll bring them into a meeting if it looks like it's going to be testy. In prior years, as you probably know, the city council, particularly the mayor, wanted us to share the proceeds of the Dragon Boat Festival with the Cape and Lopen Education Fund called CHEF. They don't think of us as a Lewis school. And I said, we're not.
244 of our students come from there.
we are a Sussex County school, and we get plenty of kids from Lewis. So we fought that back, so it's not an issue today. But given the propensity of the mayor to keep bringing the same thing up, we'll hear that again.
I know Gina's initial meeting was favorable after kind of doing that dance that Joe was sharing, because it did occur, but end result was it was favorable. So we already had taken care of governance, even though it was listed under executive.
That was my fault.
No, sir. So anything further from executive? No. Finance did not meet, so nothing further?
Correct.
Okay. Recognition?
Aren't we doing written reports anymore?
We are.
Okay.
Wow.
Outreach?
Written report was submitted.
Building and grounds? You commented about the pool. I know that was a question.
Yeah, the only thing left to do in adding to our building and grounds is landscaping around the whole new building sites. So middle school needs to be landscaped. Obviously, the aquatic center needs to be landscaped, and we're putting hedging around the two athletic fields, two turf fields, and we'll be putting in the walkway. There's two walkways to the fields. Only one now, which is asphalt. There'll be a parallel one on the other side, separated by about 40 feet or 50 feet. So we'll be grading that and landscaping the walkway to the fields on the assumption that we start to use the two sodded fields sometime, probably this coming spring. We're irrigating all of that. So those are additional expenses that are to come, which we factored in the estimate I gave you a moment ago. And then we're building the nest, which hasn't started yet. We're struggling getting permits from the fire marshal, and they need the fire marshal's permission before we can go to the town of Georgetown to get their building permit. That'll happen in the next week or two, I think, and we'll start construction. Try to get far enough along before winter really sets in, so that's the game plan.
How about the gym floor in the middle school?
They started it yesterday, actually.
They did?
They're sanding it. They haven't started laying the floor, but they're 3 days of...
The percentage got to where it needed to be.
No, they're going to seal it.
Wasn't it humidity or something?
They're going to use a sealer.
What's the projected date? Would that be?
We'll have it available when we get back from fall break.
Okay.
No, fall break.
So it'll be usable after fall break?
So it'll be second week in November.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, we're having to spend some money, Chris, to seal the floor before we put the rubberized floor on top. It was just that we weren't getting the reduction in moisture in the concrete that everybody expected and that you need in order to get a warranty from the people who laid the floor. So to get a warranty, you'd have to wait until the moisture content's down to 85% or something like that, or coat it, seal it, so it doesn't matter what the...
Doesn't matter, didn't it?
It's not like it's soft, but it's not cured like it should be. So this sealer, which is going to cost us a little bit more money, and we've agreed with the contractor, Richard Lloyd Johnson, that the foundation will pay half of whatever that ceiling cost is, and our contractor will pay the other half, which seemed reasonable. But we couldn't wait any longer. It just wasn't coming down. So we bit the bullet.
It looks fantastic. I saw the middle school wing for the first time today.
It's wonderful.
It's really spectacular.
It's cool.
Okay. Anything to highlight from athletics, Mark?
I did not submit a written report, however. on Friday night, this is the homecoming week, as we were told earlier in the meeting. On Friday night, they're going to have the first soccer game under the lights, which will be the first game under the lights. Yay. So if anybody can go to that, it's going to be pretty neat. The other thing is, in general, if you've had the opportunity to be around campus after school with all of the athletics that are going on, mm-hmm. I mean, there's volleyball games, there's cross-country meets, there's soccer games and field hockey games, and they're going on all at the same time. So it's been a really energetic fall. Mm-hmm. I've got two daughters here, so I'm kind of bouncing around all of it, but it's just really neat to see so much going on with these facilities that Joe has orchestrated.
A lot of energy.
It's been really, really neat this fall to see all of it going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What we all talked about a year or two ago, that if we can get our athletics up to the level, close to the level of our academics, we won't lose a lot of eighth graders. Mm-hmm. This will be our last year when the junior and senior class, which are smaller classes, 39 and 62, I think Alan said, when they're through, I don't think we'll see classes under 100, too many, but it's going to be much less. On top of having great facilities and having all the energy going on, these kids are doing very well competitively.
Yeah.
Whether it's cross country, where they just kicked Del Mar Christian's butt, like I liked. but it's also the soccer team, the boys' soccer team, we're in the Henlopen South Conference, so we play mostly the smaller schools in Henlopen, the big Henlopen Conference. So they divided into big schools like Cape far north, little schools like Laurel, and our school far south. And we are tied with Indian River for the lead in south. I think that's still true.
Yeah, we're going to play
them. I heard this from our athletic director, so I'm pretty sure it's pretty good information. So we'll see how we do. We play Indian River. I don't know whether it's this game coming up or whether it's a later game, but that will determine whether we win.
No, Friday's Del Mar Christian.
Tomorrow's Indian River.
Yeah, it is.
Tomorrow's IR. Yeah. Friday night, homecoming is Del Mar Christian.
Yeah,
great. So everybody can come out loud tomorrow. Tomorrow's an important game.
How's Steve doing?
Really well.
He seems happy.
Steve's awesome.
Great. I've been Steve's hearing awesome. Really yeah. from parents. Super positive.
And the kids as well. I mean, you know, they got a sixth grader and she loves him to death. And, you know, ninth grader, freshman, same. I mean, good. It's just he's really good with the kids and is having great interactions with the student body.
Good.
Just as an FYI, I guess it's okay to say, even if it's on tape, but Steve's out for a couple of days. He left a message, or no, he called, his wife called yesterday morning. He was going into emergency appendectomy surgery.
No.
He was here Monday at the,
right.
at the
yeah,
cross
Monday.
Country out here announcing seniors and senior day and senior night, and he went home. He was apparently having some pain then, but he thought it was something else, and I guess at some point they went to the hospital. And,
a little bit of pain.
Hello. So I'm not sure what day he'll be back yet, but he's still in. He's still in communication because he's emailing. He emailed about a bus, and I said, why aren't you sleeping? But anyway,
so
he's doing a great job. I think added to that, he's having a program at every game with the kids' names and who we're playing.
The seniors?
No, for everybody. It's just a team. I gave Joe one yesterday. For each of the games, they'll have a program with pictures and what have you. And on Monday's Fridays, he sends out a schedule for the next week to everybody. And then on Mondays.
Everybody, meaning email?
Yeah.
It goes into the newsletter, which, that's great.
Is the board on that, are you in that, on any of that stuff?
No.
Are you, do you get a Friday email?
No.
Like the newsletter?
Yeah, newsletter. But the, only because you have, we probably ought to send those out. If you're not on our board list, we probably need to be sending it to you.
Yeah.
We can take care of that. But, so, and then it reports the scores.
Send it to the foundation board members as well.
Okay, all right.
I'll give you that list real quick.
Well, Jean is the one that does it, so she'll have that.
We have it, it's on our list here.
Okay, all right. Cool.
We should also mention the crucible, and whether that was a piece of this, whatever you're doing.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going. When Marty was talking about the activity, of course, the kids, the high school kids and some middle school kids were involved with the play of the crucible. It was here Friday night and Saturday. Again, Aaron Bobby, who's an English teacher here and does all the theater, along with Jerry Burrell, did a dynamite job. The kids did a dynamite job. It was a wonderful performance. And both of them also spend a lot of their own, I'll say personal time, involved with the kids and the many nights that they're here. So it was wonderful.
Well attended?
Pretty, yes. Jerry commented to me, he thought it was well attended. We had maybe 300, in the two nights performances, maybe 300, maybe a little over 300 people, I think. Jerry thought that's good for theater going, okay? In our big cafetorium,
it
doesn't look okay. But for a dramatic presentation, because this wasn't a presentation to entertain, it was more a presentation to have you think about McCarthyism and the Salem witch trials and what I call hysteria, hype, and hyperbole. So.
Is there any way we can make a cheer center and all of their members aware of what we're doing, particularly when it's entertaining,
We can do that.
Let's try to do that and make a good neighborhood.
It's a good idea.
With us old folks. Mm.
That's right, get those oldies over here by bus. Pop them right in.
Let's be a little cautious here, please.
Anything else, Marty?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Good report.
What?
For advocacy. Nothing to report. Governance we took care of. So as a gentle reminder, yes, we do still prefer written reports for committees, as we discussed in September. However, if there's something to highlight, certainly we want to take the opportunity to share it.
Don't be so nice. Get your written reports in time for the board packet. It's simple. It's not a big deal. Get them in.
Old business. So I did, and it's not the agenda item, but I had circulated the Board Excellence Self-Assessment Report electronically for everybody, and I'm sure that everybody took the time to just peruse that all day today in, you know, your slow lives.
When did you send it in?
Last evening. Which is why I'm just kind of glossing over it right now. So take the time to go ahead and just peruse it if you have it. Trish and I had the opportunity to meet with, I forget her name, just that quick. It just went in one ear, not the other. An individual from VANA who is heading this aspect of the self-assessment report review, and her name will come to me. However, you know, she did give some highlights. I think overall, our board is diverse in terms of our experience that we bring to the table, which is a strength. We certainly are here to support the mission of the institution. We recognize the strength in the leadership here at the school. That was almost unanimous. 10 people participated in the survey and the response. So the desire, as you're looking through it, you like to see 80% and above in each area. I think it's also important to remember that we have two new individuals as part of our board membership. So, and at that point, they hadn't even really met everybody. So I think it's important to see, you know, there are some areas where it's like, no, you know, people don't know about that. Well, it's very likely that the two new board members don't know anything about that, and in their coming year of service, that will come to fruition. I think out of it, what my takeaway was and what I would hope our board would move toward, strategic planning was an area of interest in terms of not really understanding how that all works here, the board, the school. I think it's important to mention very clearly that the school does have a quote-unquote strategic plan. We have a charter. There's a charter that dictates the business of the school, if you will. But some very basic, even, you know, language that was utilized in the self-assessment report, as you read through, you'll see, you know what, maybe there isn't clarity there. Maybe there isn't a lot of understanding from our board membership. And so I think it's, I'm going to take it upon Susie and I to help to kind of clarify that over the coming months. There is a such thing as a strategic plan for a board. I think that is something that we want to have some discussion about. There are goals that the school has in terms of moving forward, but it is very realistic to think that the school board will also have boards. I think, you know, depending on where you work, other professional organizations, boards that you're involved in, that does happen. You know, each year we kind of say, all right, well, what do we hope to accomplish for the school? Sure, but as a board, do we want to enhance our knowledge on what does it mean? What's a strategic plan? How do we differentiate board from school? Or,
well, I think our recruiting is a piece of that too.
Correct.
Part of our strategic plan is when we have that conversation every year where we look out there and say, where are our holes?
Correct.
What are areas of expertise that we need to fill in?
Exactly.
Let's go out and find those people.
Exactly.
So I think we do more of it. It's just not called that.
Correct.
I mean, I think that's
correct.
Or it may not be, and it may not be
written anywhere.
Yeah. Right. Same thing in here where it talks about the. If you don't mind me jumping in.
No, never.
The where the executive director, like where we're not evaluating.
Correct.
That. So basically, the evaluation of our executive director is that she gets hired every year. You know what
yes.
I mean? Like we've always said, that's our formal process. If we didn't like her, like the job she was doing.
And that's exactly what I shared with her.
Yes.
I said, I believe we're doing a lot more, but the way that it's phrased in the self-assessment isn't necessarily how, you know, we're unique. That's not how we go about it. So it really is, you know, the agenda electronically, I'm going to start tagging on the mission at the bottom of the agenda. You know,
mm-hmm.
just so things are more in front of us. Another idea is coming up with a visual framework. People were like, oh, I'm not sure, the foundation, how it ties to the board. Okay, a one-pager, kind of visual. Look, this is how everything's intertwined.
Yeah, like
this
an org chart.
Correct. So that's, again, my takeaway in a nutshell. Take the time to review it. If you've got questions, I'm gonna come up with that, you know, one-page kind of visual. And I'll circulate that electronically before our next board meeting. Okay.
And just over your head is the mission statement.
Correct.
For everybody that when you come in here for this meeting, try to take a minute to read it and memorize it as best you can, because it's really important. If you can spout that off and somebody says, what's your school all about anyway? And you can go right through that word for word. That's impressive.
I mean, I was super impressed too with how high our percentages were under the financial and legal oversight. I mean, I thought that was really good. I mean, that's something that we say, we put it out there as something we're very proud of.
Right.
We are excellent. It's just, it's good that everyone felt that way.
Uh-huh.
So did everyone think it was a valuable experience?
I do, definitely.
You could. I did.
I do.
I was surprised though.
Yeah, I was too.
Me too.
I was kind of waiting for this to be a dud, but it wasn't a dud at all.
And I was glad that we did the package we did. I thought the assessment was really, it would have been, you know, it would not have been as beneficial if we didn't have the assessment piece with it. So I thought it was great.
Well, and I shared with her too, even though, okay, we did that over the summer, this assessment was a couple weeks ago going over it, but we already had started implementing suggestions, takeaways from that experience, you know, looking at our committees. And so, you know, that even that in itself was valuable.
I think it's nice and important for, and we haven't really been dedicated to doing this, but once a board, you know, once a year, doing something like that as a board, you know, it doesn't always have to be a formal process like that, but some sort of, you know, something.
Correct.
Something social would be fun too, a board social event. Mm-hmm.
So moved.
One of the things that I think we ought to think about, was mentioned to me just before this meeting by the gentleman in the back, we've been, I'm number one responsible for this. It's making so much noise about our athletic facilities, our athletic program. We have a new athletic director with a lot of experience. And the arts seems to sort of sink to the side and not sound like it's as important a part of the development of our school and our student body as we need to make it. So part of our strategic plan ought to be, how do we lift the arts? Performing arts, the graphic arts, everything that's liberal artsy, into its own center of strength for the school. If we can do that and say, we don't know where to start first. Academics, athletics, arts, they're all great. And we need to make sure that we stay focused on that part of it. We have a great facility, so we've got a great athletic facility. We got a great arts facility. We have the same old art room we had, but that's a damn nice art room. We just didn't build it.
It's actually a great art room in comparison to many.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the artwork that's out is beautiful.
Oh, they're doing wonderful.
It's a good idea.
But for all of us as board members, when we're talking to people, let's remember that the arts are a real important part of what this school is all about. And that'll help people that have that perspective. They're not athletes, but they want to be proud of their school. That's their way to be proud of their school, and us to be proud of them.
Agreed. Right, new business?
There's something on there.
Yeah, I know. I want to defer this.
Okay.
Okay.
Could I ask a question?
Maybe.
Yes.
Yes. Public
comment. It's a simple question.
Yes.
I know we had two positions posted. We had a receptionist and then the aquatics. And I'm just wondering, did we get applicants in, or you know?
We have many applicants for the receptionist. We have not moved on that yet. We have many applications. The aquatics. Have had some applications.
Okay.
And we did some interviews.
Pardon me?
And we did some interviews.
And we did some interviews.
Okay, good.
So that's basically human resources right now.
Okay.
Good.
Public comment.
Nothing for today.
I really do like your attire.
Yeah, you look adorable.
The hot pink, it works.
Don't worry, the pink comes out of my hair.
I like it in your hair. I saw that. Yeah. Now, and didn't you have purple?
Yes.
I know. Yeah, I remember that. Very fun.
I do have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
And the aquatics is getting ready to open. I haven't seen one security camera in this school. Has there been any discussion about security cameras?
They're everywhere.
Are they?
That's
how
good
they are.
The only thing we haven't done is extend it to the middle school, and I'm waiting for one more bid.
I guess that's where I was looking. Okay.
Yeah, I'm waiting for one more bid.
I thought about the aquatic center, and that's certainly somewhere you would want to monitor. So, good.
Good question. Good question.
They're good cameras. Yeah, well, you got to report everything today. Unfortunately.
Awesome. One more subject on that. I was over at the Cheer Center yesterday on a different matter, but the executive director and some of them, I think the head of their board, asked, are we going to make the pool available to the community? And I said, well, that's once we get in the pool, we'll figure out how to work it. And once we get the bugs worked out, yes, we intend to have it available for other schools as well as communities. If you all want to have a two-hour session or an hour session twice a week, as long as you're flexible in the time around what our schools need, we'd be happy to consider that. But we don't have a swim director yet to look at his or her calendar to do that. But I think there's going to be plenty of demand for that. So I'm excited about it. Cheer Center, by the way, is going to be a lot bigger than what you see over there now. They're going to add 400 living units, living, independent living.
Oh my goodness.
Palliative care, so they're going the whole spectrum. Patricia and I, we asked for this in Southern.
Too far from here.
I was thinking about it for myself.
I don't think they figured out how they're going to pay for that, though.
Yeah.
That seemed to be an open question.
Okay. I would like to motion that we go into executive session for a personnel issue.
Second.
And the time is?
It is 4:54 p.m.